What brings out the best of you? The Weeknd, of course. This one starts with a band that has been around for so long, we've almost forgotten that its founder was once an integral part of another one. We're talking Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters, who are at the Link tonight on their Take Cover tour. If you're wondering why it's starting a little early, it's because Queens of the Stone Age and a local band whose name we can't say on this family show are opening up. The concert starts at 5:30. Now that we've found your first event, let's move to Delaware because this week, the first state, well, they've got a lot going on. The third annual Newark Independent Film Festival kicks off tonight at Chapel Street Players. The three-day fest focuses on short films in multiple categories, many with local ties. Each day, a block of films will screen based on a theme, from family drama to dark nights and city lights. Tickets are available both online and at the door. Forever Motown is coming to Delaware. It started as a Broadway show that's now touring with some original members of the legendary Motown bands. Expect to hear up to 30 hit songs like this one, the classic from the Four Tops. It's at Freeman Arts Pavilion on Friday night at 7:30. Saturday on Rodney Square, embrace the multifaceted cultures of the Caribbean islands at the third annual Caribbean Carnival. There's a parade that starts at noon, and then at 4 p.m., the party starts with food, music, dance, and more. Soca, reggae, merengue, ska, whatever music that moves you, it will be played, and a time will be had. The Caribbean Carnival is just getting started, but the Philadelphia Folk Festival is now in its 63rd year. It's back at the Old Pool Farm in Upper Salford Township. The three-day event officially starts on Friday with concerts on seven stages starting at 11 a.m. But this year, there's a special concert just for campers on Thursday night. The stacked lineup includes Leftover Salmon, the Adam Ezra Group, Mary Gautier, and Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. There are multiple ticket tiers, and we'll have that information on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. One watch by day. If you get confused, listen to the music play. Go away. Nothing, and I mean nothing, unites us like ice cream. And that's why Reading Terminal's annual ice cream festival brings out so many people. It's more of a block party with family-friendly activities and music, but it's the ice cream everyone is there for. Multiple sweet treat purveyors from Bassett's, the oldest brand in the nation, to Milk John, one of the newest, will be sharing their specialties. It's on Saturday from noon to 4 p.m., and it's free. It's taco time in the city because the Philadelphia Taco Fest is here. It's back at Stateside Live for its ninth year with more than 40 taco vendors offering up 130 different takes on the taco. Well, Philly, you know what to do. Come hungry. There'll be live performances and DJs along with Lucha Libre Wrestling and axe throwing on site. The Taco Fest happens on Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 8 p.m. It's ticketed with early entry VIP tickets available. It's been almost 2 years since Frankie Beverly died, but the legacy the Philadelphia native left behind is timeless. At first, his band performed as Raw Soul, but after being discovered by Marvin Gaye, they changed their name to Maze. From there, they went on to become one of R&B's most beloved and enduring live acts. On Saturday, Frankie Beverly and Maze will be celebrated with a tribute brunch at City Winery. Eat, drink, and make more memories to their music. The brunch starts at noon. What better to do after a tough week at work than go dancing? On Saturday at Brooklyn Bowl, you can shake off the cubicle blues at the Gimme Gimme Disco Dance Party. It's a night of DJs playing to the best of ABBA and other 70s dance icons, from Donna Summer to the Bee Gees. Harness your inner dancing queen or king, grab a feather boa, and head out to the 21 and over event. It starts at 9. We hope the days ahead are full of fun on the dance floor or wherever life takes you. If you missed anything or want info on additional events, including where yet another Caribbean festival is happening, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.